Navy officer Paulette Doctor is with us today. Paulette is a double breast cancer survivor and has been chosen to be the New Zealand team flag bearer. And she is with us today. I think she hails from Whakatane too. Tēnā koe, Paulette. Ko dae o tēnei. Ngā mihi nui kia koe te tuhine.
Kia ora, Dale. Yes, it's Paulette here. I apologise if I'm a little bit nervous on the line.
I've
been on the radio before.
Oh, well, hey, it's lovely to have you have your first radio spot or corded on Māori radio. So feel very at ease, if I can use that term there, Paulette. I'm interested too in your career and how you came to be in the Navy. Can you just step us through that and then we'll talk about health challenges and Invictus and why it's important that we acknowledge those who are taking part in the games. I see it's your second, and Paulette's going to be involved in wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, archery and table tennis. But how did you end up in the Navy? What was your sort of journey to getting involved there back in the day, Paulette?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me along. I just want to say that I feel blessed and humbled to be a part of this morning's talk. For me, it's wonderful being New Zealand Māori and being able to represent not only our country, but all of my whānau and friends, especially from Whakatane, but being Māori itself within Aotearoa New Zealand. So thank you for inviting me along.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. Thank you, Paulette.
So I'm from Whakatane. I finished school at the age of 17, and with no real clear path of what I wanted to do, I'd seen a Navy career commercial come up on television, and I thought, why not give that a go? I didn't actually realise that we had a New Zealand Navy at the time, so I called one of the recruiters, and 25 years later, here I am, still serving our country and our people.
Tēnā koe, what area of mahi do you do within the in your Navy work, Paulette?
So my trade is communications for the Navy. So I've spent probably the last 23 years in Auckland, and I relocated to Wellington in 2021 with my husband and two tamariki. I now work with satellite operations for the Defence Force as a whole.
You've been chosen as the flag bearer. What a great honour.
Absolutely. It was so special to be chosen, and I'm a really emotional person, so being told that I was the flag bearer, I burst into tears, and but it was just so special to be chosen to lead our country, men and women, out onto the stage, and especially being Māori. For me, that's a huge honour.
I hear you'll be wearing a korowai. Can you tell us about your korowai?
Oh, I can indeed. So very, very special to have been gifted this korowai to wear for the first time for our team. It's been made by a fellow Invictus whānau, so the Graham whānau here in Wellington. The korowai itself, or kahu huruhuru, is called Invictus Matariki, Mother of the Stars, and it was created to symbolise not just Invictus itself, but all of the people in our team, those that have been before me, those that will come after me, those that we have lost, and those that have been lost to the many people of New Zealand.
Tēnā koe. I also hear that you've actually been part of a kaupapa to ensure all those who are representing our country have poi. What's the story there?
So because New Zealand, Aotearoa, is so loved across the world, we wanted to find a point of difference for our country and our team when we were over in Germany. We've seen recently with the Black Ferns, with the games, supporters in the crowd showing their love by swinging poi so that they can be recognised and just support for our wahine Māori. And also at the Football World Cup for women, that was another big thing. So I thought, along with others in our team, that why don't we do that for our team? And together with two other wonderful women, we've been able to create poi in the colours of our Invictus and New Zealand team, yellow, black, silver, and white, and those will be given to all of our friends and family and each of our team. And so when we go out on the stage for our opening ceremony, not only will we be able to swing our boys so that our whānau can see us and the rest of the world that are there can see us, but that we can see our whānau, our focus and our reason for being at Invictus.
Tēnā koe, Paulette. You've got a wonderful opportunity here to represent our country, our people, Māori, but also breast cancer survivors, Paulette. And I wonder if you'll just touch on how that has altered your perspective on life or changed the type of person you are when, finding that you had cancer and then the obvious challenges of working through that. You represent many different strands of our country's people here. Tell us a little bit about how the challenge of breast cancer and working your way through that has changed perhaps the person you are.
Oh, yes, I can do that. And thank you for letting me do this. So I'm a double breast cancer survivor. I first had cancer when I was 29 years old. At that time, I was young, I was energetic, I was outgoing, and I was a full-time serving member of the New Zealand Navy. When I'd been told, I thought, how does this happen? You know, I'm healthy, I look after myself. Why me? Why was I chosen? I went through that first battle and returned to full service within 6 months, I think it was, thinking that I was invincible. I carried on living my life. I had a child in 2012, and he was only 9 months old when I was told about the second breast cancer diagnosis. So things changed for me then. I just had a child and I didn't want to leave him. The toll on me was greater at that time around. There were some issues there with depression and complications with my treatment, but thankfully I fought back for my son and my husband and I made it through. So for me now it's about bringing awareness for breast cancer, but other cancers as well, and just making sure that we as Māori, as women, as humans, just try and do the best that we can to share awareness and try and help those battles for others within our communities and our whānau.
You will be sharing this opportunity with others from the Defence Force, 22 people, and I'm sure they have all sorts of stories to tell and histories regarding why they would be at Invictus. But you felt what it was about in Toronto 5 years ago and now heading to Dusseldorf. What did it mean to you? What was the vibe that you brought back from Toronto? And what would you say of this cope-up around the Invictus Games?
So on my return from Toronto, my whole world was lifted. I was a different person. I had come back to a close representation of what I had been before cancer. With that, it came not taking things for granted, living every day that I can to the best that I can and being the best person that I can. Being selected for the 2023 team has been an absolute joy, and that I've been able to now share my experience with a whole new bunch of team members. We call ourselves our iwi for injured, wounded and illness. We've also been lucky enough to have a haka created for us by a past Invictus member, Darren O'Callaghan, and our haka is called Namatatua, and that's come from the poem Invictus, and it means unconquered in Latin. So to be able to again take that haka with us and to show the rest of the world who we are as serving and past serving men and women, and that we do this for the love of our whānau and country, is just amazing. It's helped me be a better person. It's helped me be a better wife and a better mother. It's helped me to be a better friend to those that I love and care for.
Well, I'll tell you what, you sound wonderful on our Māori radio station, Paulette. You know, the sincerity that you take to your kōrero and your aroha just sort of shines through. So may I say, kia ora, and thank you for sharing aspects of your life and your feelings with us on Māori Radio, but also the great pride that we feel that you represent us when you carry the flag to the Invictus Games and the many personnel who will be at your side. All the very best with this trip to Dusseldorf, and thanks for sharing some kōrero about it with our people, and stand proud as a wahine toa, and the best, obviously, in the games themselves, but perhaps even more so with life going forward with your whānau. And thank you very much for sharing your story, or part of it, with our peeps today, sister.
Oh, thank you very much, Dale. It is a true honour and blessing to have been able to speak with you today and to share this with all our people of Aotearoa. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Paulette. Mauri ora kia koe te tuhine.